Hello again, everybody. This is Antibody with Team Zenotic, and tonight we are going to interview another member of our elite dueling community, Splat. Thank you for coming online, talking with me.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. So I've never interviewed you before, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I found out about Zenotic one day because I was really into arena shooter games, Unreal Tournament, Quake Live. And, you know, I always wanted to duel in Quake Live, but it was kind of hard to find duels. The only people who did play were too good. So one day I just Googled free arena shooters, and Zenotic was the first choice, and I've never looked back since.
Boom, just like that. So what was it that hooked you?
Well, it was very similar to Quake, and it was a little easier, faster flowing, the weapons felt really good. It was different in a way that, you know, it wasn't just like, oh, I have my rocket launcher, oh, I have my rail gun. Like, Zenotic has that kind of unique feel about it that makes it different than other arena shooter games.
I see. So what mode did you start playing off initially? So did you get into like FFA or did you dive straight into dueling?
I was playing every mode. Every mode was enjoyable. You know, Minsta Hook, Duel, Deathmatch, Capture the Flag. That's another thing I like is that there's a lot of variety. It's not just everyone playing Kalan Arena. There's so many different modes and so much for everyone to enjoy.
Gotcha. So what led you to get more and more into Duel? Because now you're definitely a top 10 ranked player, you know, highly recognized by everybody in the community. So what got you into that?
Well, I played a lot of matches and, you know, I could definitely see my progress over time. There were certain people who I couldn't beat for a long time. Then I started beating them and, you know, I just felt more confident learning more about the game, the map, the mechanics. You know, I got tips from a lot of higher level players. And you know, that's kind of how I got to where I am today.
Awesome. So, speaking of Duel, the reason why we're even having this discussion is the upcoming Duel Cup. Tell me a little bit about how you're preparing for it.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to get some practice in, playing whoever I can. I like to play the best server that I can play on is London. Normally I get about 110 ping, and that's pretty good for me. Another thing that makes the game playable is Zenotic has the best netcode of any game I've played. Any other shooter game, if you played with over 100 ping, you wouldn't even bother playing it because it's unplayable.
I see. So you're training over in London. Are you using any particular strategies other than just going and experiencing getting used to that ping? So are you going through any kind of drills?
Well, to be honest, most of my games are in Europe or London. I don't play too many U.S. games, mostly because there's not a lot of challenge there. There's still some public games, but that's really not fun for me anymore because it's not much of a challenge. So I just, you know, I like to play the best players, challenge myself. That's fun for me. And you know, all the pickup games are also in Europe. So I'm used to it by now, so it's mostly just me playing my game and doing the best I can do.
Okay, so let's talk about your game. How would you describe yourself in terms of playing style?
If I'm playing a serious opponent, I like to start off conservative. There's a lot of players who, you know, they rush at you and they do this and that. Me, I'm the kind of guy who I don't take a lot of risks. I spam a lot, which is another nice thing about Zenotic is there's a lot of weapons where you don't actually have to see your opponent to do damage, which I like that a lot. So I can play very defensive. You know, throw a lot of mortars, a lot of rockets. That's just kind of how I like to play. And then eventually I lock down the map. And, you know, I have such an advantage at that point that playing defensive plays in my advantage because I don't have to go at you. You have to come at me.
Yeah, totally. Totally understood that as the recipient of most of those mortars and rockets. Over time, you iterate in playing these games, and you kind of figure out where to place your mortars and where to place like all your spam to get the most effective amount of damage. What other kind of things came with the number of games that you played?
You know, I guess a big thing would be understanding where your opponent wants to go. There's common places on every map where people go, where they're behind or where they're ahead. Which corners you can peek around at certain times to contest items, and using those weapons to your advantage.
Okay, cool. So we got this cup that's coming up. So let's just say it's 15 minutes before a big match. What's going through your head?
I just try and relax. You know, there's a lot of good players, and I'll just hope that I can do my best. Usually throughout the day, I'm trying to warm up, go through all the maps. I don't really do any sort of like serious warm-up routine. I just play some matches and hope that I do my best.
Okay, are there any maps that you tend to prefer?
Yeah, definitely. I played a lot of Hub or Arawak, goes by a couple different names. That's definitely the most played map by far, but the thing about Hub is sometimes you know, if you have just a little bit off game, you get fragged 10 times, and it's like kind of hard to come back. So Hub is one of those maps where it's really hard to play defensively because it's really small, and someone can rack up a lot of frags against you. I guess my probably most favorite map would be Fuse and Toxicity, and I'm starting to like Final Rage a lot more.
Okay, I can second that vote for Fuse. I definitely enjoy playing you on Fuse the most. Like Hub, as you mentioned, it can be a total frag fest with someone of your skill level versus someone of my skill level. It just turns into a spawn fest. But Fuse, I feel like it's small enough to give a good back and forth, yet still having some chance for the down player, which is most oftentimes me. So you talked about being on the defensive in the beginning. So what triggers a switch from you being defensive to you going on the offensive?
Well, once I have good control on the items and I got a good stack going, then I really just try and stop the enemy from taking as much items on the map as possible. Then I start to build confidence because I'm racking up more frags, and I realize, that I'm snowballing even more and more. And, I'll still play it carefully. I won't go too crazy. I won't try and go for that kill if I'm kind of low. I'll just kind of, go back, play it safe, pick up the item, and just kind of rinse and repeat.
Okay, so it kind of sounds like you get into, a bit of a flow state.
Yeah. Normally for me, when I'm playing a serious match in the beginning, I'll die a couple times. That's pretty normal for me to kind of come back in a sense. That happens a lot where I'll die a couple times. I'm like, all right, I just got to get my rhythm and test a couple items. And then normally I'm right back on track.
Gotcha. So is there anything psychological that you do to try to get yourself back on track? Because, oftentimes we'll see some player gets shaken, right? And you can totally identify that they've been shaken and their game is totally off from their going forward. So what do you do to prevent that?
I just, try and slow it down as much as possible. I avoid the enemy as much as possible. Get whatever damage in I can where I don't get damaged myself, whether that's, peeking around the corner with the next shot, using Devastator, and making sure I at least try and contest every pickup that I can safely as possible.
Oh, I see. So do you find yourself watching the damage counters?
Yeah, that's a really nice tool. Because before, when you had that, you weren't quite sure how much damage you did. The pitch of the sound changed, but I definitely had that up in my head. And, that'll definitely give me confidence moving forward into the next big fight.
Yeah, and just to be clear about the people who may not be familiar with these features, what we're talking about is when you hit your opponent, so the pitch of the sound will change depending on how much damage you do, as well as on some servers you'll see the actual damage numbers come off. And recently, I'm not sure if this has made it into Master or not, but you can actually look on the scoreboard to see how much ahead or behind you are on the damage. So yeah, very useful feedback for the players. So is there any kind of configuration trick that you find yourself relying upon?
I play at a low resolution. I found that helps me aim. I don't have the best computer. What's nice about Zenonic is you don't really need a great computer. You kind of just have kind of a medium low end and it runs fine. I play at a low resolution. I play with PicMip turned all the way up, so everything is smooth. Textures turned down, and I also play with full bright models.
Okay, splat rocking the toaster. All right. So, if you were to step back and watch your demos back of your earlier playing time, what mistakes would you say you made the most often?
Probably taking fights that I didn't need to take. Being caught by surprise, not timing items well enough. That's something I still do. You kind of get caught up and you got a lead and you're like, all right, whatever, I don't need to, time this armor Omega. And then your opponent starts coming back and you're like, So it's really important to just lock down those times and get them over and over in your head. And I say them out loud and I say them in order. I know that you do that too. That really helps me. I know some people do it by feel, which I mean, whatever works for you, but I mean, there's been times where I was just a half second too short to an item and I died. So I think every tenth of a second is definitely crucial in that aspect.
Yeah, I can't even fathom like feeling the mega times to the second and getting the kind of precision that I've come to rely upon in my game. So I know I'm a huge proponent of just vocalizing it. And, people who may be in the room, like behind me, my desk is at my kitchen. So people who are in my kitchen may think I'm absolutely crazy. But I'll definitely sit there and say, okay, 25 armor, 35 health. And it just does something in my brain,
Yeah, that's another nice thing I like about Zenonic. In Quake Live, you had the armors at 25, the Megals at 35, and I suck at math really bad, so I never could time well. And then I came to Zenonic, and I was like, shit, I can time these Megas no problem.
Yeah, I think the consensus is this game is so fast, you have so many things going on at once that adding an additional burden in your brain would be just too much. I think it would kind of break things down. Although there have been times when I've wanted to experiment, but then I think back to all those pressure fights and where I've obliterated my timing in my head, like totally erased it. So yeah, I tend to agree there. So any other tips and tricks that you'd like to share with the community before we end?
Well, the thing that's really important to be good at Zenonic, I think, is just knowing all the weapons. They're all really unique in their own way and what they do. I see a lot of players, they'll only use, the Mortar, the Devastator, and the Nex. I mean, those are definitely the best weapons. But a lot of the weapons have really big use. I use the Shotgun a lot because it's a hit-scan weapon. You're almost guaranteed to do damage. And if your opponent's really low, sometimes you get shaky and you're like, I need to kill them, and you can't land that last projectile shot. So I'll just whip out the shotgun a lot on people, and it works. Learning about things like the Cryolink and what the Cryolink does. There's a lot of uses for that weapon. I love the slap. It's the melee secondary in the shotgun. It's really easy to land, and it does a lot of damage. I think one of the biggest overlooked things of becoming good is movement, learning how to strafe, learning how to circle jump, learning tricks on the map, I mean, I'm not even good compared to some of the other guys out there, like Smile Scythe, who's just on another level of movement.
Absolutely.
But he's just so unpredictable. Sometimes I can't hit him, and it's like, how are you supposed to win a match when you can't hit someone? It's crazy. So that's definitely something to work on. You're trying to improve your game, movement, weapons, map knowledge. I'd say are the big three things.
Okay. Well, Splat, awesome. Thank you very much for talking with me tonight. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. So that's it, folks. We've had a nice conversation with Splat. My name is Antibody. Join us next time for an interview, hopefully, with some other top-tier dual players. Good night and happy fragging.